Now, there are three levels of samadhi. There's the preparatory level, when the mind is fixed on a gross object, like the process of respiration or the Buddha image, or when the mantra is repeated audibly. Then there's an intermediate stage with a subtle, often luminous counterpart of the original gross object or image. And then there's a stage of full samadhi, apana samadhi, when the mind becomes fully absorbed in the subtle counterpart of the original concentration object. Now, full samadhi is divided again into samadhi with form, samadhi without form. Each of those is subdivided into four levels or four grades. We won't go into all that now. We can only say that they represent increasingly subtle states or stages of the samadhi experience, the experience of concentration and meditation. Now, up to this point, even up to this point of samadhi, concentration and meditation, we're still on mundane levels. We're still really within the round. It's rather as though the round had been stretched out like an elastic band into a point that it can snap back. We're on the spiral, but we're still subject to what I sometimes call a gravitational pull from the round. But from now onwards, with the arising of the next Nidana in this series, we come to the second half of the spiral, which is purely transcendental, and from which there is no possibility of regression. Now, there's a very important saying of the Buddha found in the scriptures. He says, the concentrated mind, that is the mind of samadhi, sees things as they really are. When the mind isn't calm, when the mind isn't still, when there are too many thoughts, when it isn't harmonized, it isn't balanced, it becomes all sort of twisted and perverted and distorted, and it can't see things as they are. It's only the concentrated mind which sees things as they are. Not the mind which is straining itself to keep on to an object of concentration, but the mind which is naturally calm, naturally tranquil, with or without the help of a concentration exercise. The illustration, of course, which is given is that when the water is still, when the waters of a lake or a pond are still, without waves, they can reflect the face of the moon without distortion. But when a wind blows, when there are lots of tiny ripples and even great waves, the reflection of the moon is broken up, distorted. You get it all in bits and pieces, as it were. So we see things like that, all in bits and pieces, broken up, distorted, perverted, twisted. It's only the concentrated mind which sees things as they are, which sees the full moon, full and perfect and round.